Welcome to the Keynote Podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
Now have consciences clear of all guilt, and we are able to serve God as a truly holy people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. We thank you for that precious blood. We thank you that that blood avails for every one of us, every day of our lives. So we give you glory. Just be seated, will you?
We're going to do something a little bit different this morning. I've just seen a glaring mistake, printing error in. It actually says here, he has already entered heaven itself, victorious over sin through the once. Making it possible for us to have an inner cleansing from all the sinful acts of the apostles that lead to spiritual death. Now, how did that get in there? Goodness me, how did we miss that in all the proofreading? Well, praise the Lord. We have not been delivered from the sinful acts of the apostles. From all sinful acts. Now, last night, we had a great time with the Lord, and part of that was focusing on the blood, and we're going to keep that focus this morning. I don't know that you're in the best position really sitting down. You might need to stand up in a moment. But some years ago at camp, I gave a message which was called The Blood Speaks. And at that time we used to have all the famous international speakers. We always have anointed speakers, but not necessarily famous international ones these days. But in those days, we had sort of big household names. But this particular message outsold every other tape that we'd ever had at Faith Camp. It really registered right into people's hearts and lives, so much so that I then produced an extended sort of written version of that. And this is like gold dust. We still get requests for people. It's out of print, is it? But it's not on Kindle yet, but you might get copies from Amazon. Tattered, second-hand gold dust. It goes through different aspects of the blood, and what we're going to do this morning is, I'm not going to preach about it, but we're going to thank God. Together we're going to thank him for each aspect of the blood, and thanking him for the way in which that impacts our lives. You'll be amazed at how much there is, how diverse all the different aspects of the blood are in Scripture. So let's all stand, because we can't do this sitting down. Come into the middle and because at the end of each section, there's just about 18, I think, small sections, but at the end of each, there's prayer, and I'm simply going to read these prayers, but you need to pray yourself, and you need to really give your heart to God in thanksgiving that all these truths are truths for you, and you realize just what an amazing work God has done for you through the cross. There really is wonder-working power in the blood. Okay, so first, the blood speaks of sacrifice. So let's give thanks to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice. Thank you for your loving obedience to the Father. And thank you for always resisting every device of the enemy, and for offering your life as the perfect sacrifice on my behalf. Thank you that through the shedding of your blood, I can be washed clean from the defilement of all my sin thank you that you are ready to forgive all my failure, disobedience, independence, and rebellion against your authority. Thank you, Jesus, that you give me a humble, submissive heart that is willing to do what you want. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's just release that thanksgiving to you. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blood speaks of punishment. Thank you, Jesus, because you suffered my punishment on my behalf. Your mercy, Lord, is so great that you do not treat me in the way my sins deserve, but you pour your peace upon me day by day, giving me the wealth of heaven. Thank you, Lord, that instead of the condemnation I deserve, you have given me the gift of eternal life, and I shall live and reign with you eternally. Thank you, Lord, for restoring my fellowship with you and making it possible for me to live in unity with you and to fulfill your will for my life. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, take it away. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Paralabasa tapadi aleto bakala sitiri sandari aleto bakala sanda. Vasandari aleto bakala sitiri sandari aleto bakala sitiri santa. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You bore my punishment. Thank you, I will not be punished. Thank you, you saved me from the condemnation that I deserve. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Puratabari aleto bakala sandimo kalasina. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The blood speaks of cleansing. Thank you, Jesus, for the cleansing of your blood, that you have made me clean in your sight, restoring me to holiness in your sight. Thank you, Jesus, that you have given me a clean heart. I want to keep my heart clean and pure before you. Give me the grace to forgive others, to extend mercy and love towards them. I want to fulfill your word, to bless those who curse me and pray for those who persecute me. I want to love my enemies. Lord, I choose to forgive all who have ever wronged me, and I refuse to become bitter, angry, or resentful. I speak your peace over my life and over their lives too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Poratapari aleto bakala sato bakala sitiri sandina. Vasandari aleto bakala sitiri sandari aleto bakala sitiri sandina. Vasandari aleto bakala sitiri sandari aleto bakala sandina. Vasandari aleto bakala sitiri sandari aleto bakala sandina. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for a clean heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the cleansing power of your blood every day in our lives. Give you glory, give you honor, give you praise. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. The blood speaks of forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, that you have declared me not guilty. Hallelujah. Thank you for your great mercy towards me. Thank you that you have not only forgiven all my sins, but you have forgiven me. Thank you that I no longer need to feel ashamed before you, that Jesus has taken all my guilt to the cross. Thank you that your forgiveness is complete. Thank you that it is for freedom Christ has set me free. Now I can walk with you in confidence. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Poratapare leto bakalasato bakalasita. Barandare leto bakalasato bakalasita di sangue. Basandare leto bakalasita di sandare leto bakalasima. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Poratapare leto bakalasita di sandare leto bakalasanga. Praise your holy name. Poratapare leto bakalasita di sandare leto bakalasanga. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Not guilty, not guilty, not guilty. Oh, Lord, I just reject all the lies of the enemy, all the accusations of the enemy. Everything to try to undermine that confidence in the complete freedom that you have given us through the forgiveness of our sins. Praise your holy name, Lord. Bless your holy name. Pura tapare lera bakalasato bakalasino. Hallelujah. The blood speaks of the kingdom of heaven. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that the shedding of your blood on the cross was a perfect, complete sacrifice that made provision for every conceivable need in my life. Thank you that you gave of yourself spirit, soul, and body, that I might be set free in spirit, soul, and body. Thank you, Lord, that you give me faith to take hold of all that you have done for me. Thank you that you want your grace to abound towards me, so that in all things, at all times, I can have all that I need and will abound in every good work. Thank you, Jesus, that by your stripes I am healed. Help me to see myself as you see me, and to appropriate all the riches of your kingdom that you have for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's give him glory. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you. We bless you. Every need met, because we belong to your kingdom. You have blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, all because of the victory of your blood. And we praise you, we bless you, we exalt you, Lord. Hallelujah. Sora la basandaria leto bakala sato bakala sanda. Basandaria leto bakala sita di sandaria leto bakala sita di sanda. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. The blood speaks of access. Thank you, Lord, for opening up the way for me so that I can draw near to your throne of grace with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. Thank you that you love me so much that you want me to know you and your majesty and glory, that you want close fellowship with me. Forgive me when I have thought myself too busy to meet with you or have remained at a distance instead of drawing near to you. Thank you that there is a door standing open in heaven for me, a door that no one can shut. Thank you that no one can undo what you have done for me through the shedding of your blood. Lord, I want to use fully the access you have gained for me to your throne of grace. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Thank you that you are the way. Thank you that you have opened up the way. Thank you that you have gone before me, and I can just follow in your steps. Praise your holy name, Lord. I bless your holy name. Pura la basatabari aleto bakalasata bakalasita. Basandari aleto bakalasita di sandama. O papari aleto bakalasita di sandari aleto bakalasandama. O papari aleto bakalasandama. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. I have access right into the Holy of Holies, right into the throne room of God, all because of your blood. Thank you, Lord. You didn't go back to heaven carrying the blood of sheep and goats, of bulls and goats, but you went, Lord, carrying your own blood as a sacrifice, opening up the way for me and for all your children. I praise you. I bless you. I thank you, Lord. Pura la basadabari aleto bakalasandum. Basandari aleto bakalasita.
The blood speaks of acceptance. Thank you, Jesus, that you have accepted me. Thank you that you have made me new. Thank you that you suffered rejection, ridicule, and abuse when you died for me to free me from all these negatives and to make me totally acceptable before you and before others. Thank you that your sacrifice for me is a perfect sacrifice and has covered every need in my life. Thank you that I am no longer rejected but fully accepted in the Beloved because of the blood that was shed for me. Thank you that you want to renew my mind with a revelation of your truth so that I see myself as you see me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that total acceptance. Praise your holy name. Bless your holy name. Not rejected. Not rejected, but accepted. Thank you, Lord. I'm not rejected, but accepted. Oh, parazadabaria leto bakalazandum. Bazandaria leto bakalazatu bakalazotu di sandum. Oh, I praise you and I bless you and I thank you, Jesus. I give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. The blood speaks of victory. Thank you, Lord, that I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Thank you that the life I now live, I live by faith in him who loves me and gave himself for me. Thank you, Lord, that I can live in the victory of your blood. That blood has overcome all sin, the power of sin, all sickness, and every power of the evil one. Thank you that you are the Lord, my banner, my victory. Thank you that you live in me with the power of an endless and indestructible life. Thank you that nothing can destroy that life or take it away from me. It is your gift to me. And thank you that the secret is this, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Come on, praise him for the victory. Praise him for the victory. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, paparia leto bakala sato bakala sita di sandama. Paparia leto bakala sita di sandama. Yes, 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 yes. The blood speaks of the defeat of the enemy.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you have overcome the enemy.
Amen.
That he is a defeated foe.
Amen.
Thank you that Satan is overcome by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you for giving me the shield of faith with which I can quench every fiery dart from the evil one. Thank you, Lord, that you have given me authority over all the power of the evil one and that nothing will harm me. Thank you that as I hold fast to your words of truth, the enemy will not be able to deceive me, neither will I need to believe any of his accusations, no matter how he expresses these against me. Thank you, Lord, that every demon is overcome by the power of your blood. That no demon can live in me, and that I have the authority to set others free. Thank you, Lord, that I shall live and reign with you in heaven, where neither the devil nor any of his demonic powers can enter. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Praise him for the victory. Praise him for the defeat of the enemy. Praise you. Oh, thank you, Lord. The enemy is beneath our feet because he's beneath your feet. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. We have the authority to bind and to loose. Oh, we give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Bless your holy name. The blood speaks of provision. Every curse is broken. The curse of sin is broken through his blood. The curse of the law of legalism and legalistic religion is broken through his blood. The curse of sickness is broken, for by his stripes we have been healed. The curse of poverty is broken, because through Christ we are made rich. Hallelujah. So thank you, Lord, for your complete provision for me in Christ. Thank you that before the creation of the world, you chose me to be holy and blameless in your sight. Thank you that your blood has accomplished this for me. Thank you that you have therefore blessed me with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Thank you that in him you have made me rich, that you meet every need I have through the riches of his glory. Thank you, Lord, that you have made me rich in every way according to your word, that I have come to fullness of life in Christ, that I lack no good thing. Thank you, Lord, that I want to live in the full blessing of your provision by faith to lay hold of everything for which you have laid hold of me, so that your grace will abound in me and that through me your grace may abound to many others. Thank you, Lord, that your abundant provision for me is not to make me selfish, but to make me generous like you, God of all grace. Come on, thank the Lord for his provision. Thank him for a spirit of generosity in your life, that you overflow with his goodness. Rivers of living water pouring out of you. So full that you're full to overflowing. Come on, give him glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We bless you. We give you all the glory. Yes. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. The blood speaks of liberty. Thank you, Lord, that you have set me free through the blood of the cross. Thank you that as I walk in the truth, so I walk in your freedom. Thank you that you have given me the authority to prevent whatever heaven prevents and to permit to release into my life whatever heaven allows. Thank you that the Holy One lives in me to enable me to overcome temptation, that my body is a temple of your Holy Spirit, and that you want to express your life through me. Thank you, Jesus, for the completeness of all you have done for me. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give him glory. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We praise you. It's just one blessing after another, one truth after another. So much that you have accomplished. Just give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. I thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, that we might use that power and authority that you've given us to prevent in our lives whatever heaven prevents and to release into our lives everything that you have released from heaven. Oh, Lord, that by faith we would take hold of everything that you have done for us. Praise your holy name. Oh, yes. The blood speaks of ownership. Thank you, Lord, that you have purchased me for God. Thank you that I no longer belong to myself, but to you. That I now glorify you in my body by doing what you want me to do. Thank you that I can reveal the presence of your kingdom within me, that rivers of living water can flow out of my life through the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that through your grace you will be glorified in my body. And thank you that because you purchased me with your blood, I belong to you and always will belong to you. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, it's too quiet in here. It's much too quiet. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Pura tapari aleto bakalasito di sandari aleto bakalasito. Papare alato bakalasato bakalasito di sandari. Oh, we praise you. The blood speaks of power. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you intercede for me in heaven. Thank you that you are serving in the heavenly tabernacle, not made with hands. Thank you that you are serving me with the power of an endless and indestructible life. Thank you that this life is more powerful than anything the world, the devil, or my own flesh can throw against me. Thank you, Lord, that this life can flow out of me so that I too can serve others with your life. Come on, just pray that. Give God glory and thanks. So many others are going to be blessed because of the river of life flowing out of you. Hallelujah. Because of the power flowing out of your life. Through the mercy that God has shown you through the shedding of his blood. Thank you, Lord, for the power of that blood. The power of that blood to cancel sin. The power of that blood to break the power of sin. The power of that blood over every disease and sickness. Nothing can withstand the power of that blood. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. No cancer can no cancer or any other disease can possibly withstand the power of your blood. It is a total, perfect, complete victory. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. No need in our life can withstand the power of your blood. And we praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Oh, we praise you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. The blood speaks of deliverance from religious legalism. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for becoming a curse for us, that we might be set free from the curse of legalistic religion. Thank you that you have made us righteous through faith in you, and that the righteous live by faith. Thank you, Lord, that you honor such faith, that we are accepted by you because Jesus is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption, not through anything we have done. Come on, just praise God that he has set you free. You are not religious, you're spiritual. Hallelujah. You're not legalistic, you're free in Christ. Praise his holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Puratapariya leto bakalazato bakalasanya. Vazandariya leto bakalasitari sanya. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood speaks of covenant. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of the new covenant. Thank you that you have made me a part of this new covenant by virtue of my new birth. Thank you that I can live in covenant relationship with you, knowing that you will prove faithful in all your promises to me. Thank you, Lord, that even when I fail in my covenant responsibilities, you will remain faithful. Thank you for the blood of the new covenant that cleanses me from all my failure and enables me to keep walking with you in the covenant relationship of love. Come on, give him glory. Oh, praise you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. The blood speaks of holiness. Thank you, Jesus, that you are my holiness. Thank you that you offered the holy sacrifice of your blood on the cross. Thank you that you were able to enter heaven and open the way for me through that holy sacrifice. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of your spirit of holiness living in me, to enable me to walk in holiness and righteousness. Thank you that he is transforming me into your likeness with ever-increasing glory. Thank you that I can meet with you in your holiness, that you will impact me more and more with your character so that I can be a more effective witness in the world. Thank you, Jesus, that although I can do nothing of myself to please you, yet you have come to live in me to enable me to live a holy life. Come on, give him glory. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for a holy life. That you are my holiness. You are my holiness. Thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Spirit of holiness being within me. Thank you, Lord, that you want to express your holiness in my life. Thank you, Lord, that my body is only a jar of clay, but you are the treasure within. Oh, the kingdom of holiness is the treasure within, and I praise you and I bless you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you ready? The blood speaks of perfection. Thank you, Jesus, that through your sacrifice, I have been made holy and made perfect forever. Thank you that my eternal destiny is secured. Thank you that you have given your Spirit and he lives in me to enable me to live a life pleasing to you, being faithful and obedient to your will for my life. Thank you that you assure me of perfection in heaven. But thank you that those who love you do obey you. I want to love you with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul, and all my strength. Thank you, Lord, that I can love only because you have first loved me. Come on, let's give him glory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Poratapadia letter bakalasita di sangama. Basandaria letter bakalasita di sandaria letter bakalasandama. Oh, hallelujah. And the last of these aspects of the blood is that the blood speaks of reigning. Oh, thank you, Jesus, that through all you have done for me, you see me already glorified, seated in heavenly places with you. Thank you that you will always lead me in your triumphant procession if I will only follow you. Thank you, Lord, that you want me to reign in life as one of your kingdom children, that you have given me all the authority and power I need to do this. Thank you, Jesus, that I shall reign with you in glory forevermore because you shed your blood for me. Come on, give him all the honor and praise. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Then at the conclusion of this little book, at the end there's this conclusion which is a summary. I'll just read it to you. He has made his life a sacrifice for you, and this speaks of his love for you. He has suffered the punishment you deserve, and so he has satisfied the judgment of God. Through his blood he has cleansed you. This speaks of the holiness of God. He has forgiven you and shown he is merciful towards you. He has made provision for your complete healing. This is the evidence of his grace. He has given you access to the throne of God, for he is the way and is drawing you to himself through his loving kindness. He has accepted you in his beloved Son. He is your Savior, saving you from all condemnation. He is your victory and has demonstrated his power in overcoming everything that could oppose you. In this, he expresses his almightiness. He has defeated your enemy, Satan, and all the powers of darkness, and he gives you authority over all the power of the enemy. This expresses his supreme authority. He has made provision for your every need because he is your provider. He has given you liberty because he is the truth, and knowing the truth sets you free. He has the ownership of your life, so you are safe and secure in him, and this speaks of his lordship over your life. He has given you the power of his Spirit so that you can have his life. He has delivered you from the power of religion by becoming a curse for you, so that you can live in blessing with him as your Redeemer. He has drawn you into covenant relationship with himself through the shedding of his blood, and he will always remain faithful to you. He is your holiness and makes it possible for you to live a holy life pleasing to him, for he is the way. He has made you perfect forever. Your destiny is assured, holy and blameless. He reigns, the Lamb in the midst of the throne, and you can reign in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, let's really just give him a great burst of praise. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We bless you. We give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Sora da pasta capalia, letta da calasita. Basandaria, letta da calasita di sangue. Basandaria, letta da calasita di sangue. Oh, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, Jesus. Pura taparia leto pekalasita di sandal. Vazandaria leto pekalasita di sandaria leto pekalasita. Vazandaria leto pekalasita. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's just be seated for a minute or two. Praise God. It's amazing how much he has accomplished through the blood. When we sort of glibly say, thank you, Lord, for the blood, we probably don't stop to realize just how much he has done through the shedding of the blood. When you think about it, it was such a great thing for God to send his Son to be a sacrifice that the whole of his purpose must somehow have been expressed in the shedding of that blood. It is a perfect sacrifice, not just because Jesus lived in perfection so that he could offer his life as a perfect sacrifice to the Father on our behalf, but it is perfect in the sense that it has covered absolutely every eventuality and every need in our lives or in lives of his people. It has accomplished everything that is necessary for the outworking of God's kingdom purposes here on earth. What the blood has done is to deal with every negative, but also to open up the way for every positive. And then God, you see, gives the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit then enables all those positives to be expressed in our lives. And that's why I said at the end last night, there are these three witnesses that agree: the Word, the Blood, and the Spirit. And you see, the Word gives us all this information about what God has accomplished through the shedding of the blood of Jesus. And the Spirit takes hold of that truth and enables it to be expressed in our lives. During times of revival, there is focus all the time, continually, on the blood of Jesus. If you look at revival hymns, they are full of praising God for his blood. The reason why you see so many coming to the Lord is because the blood is being preached, the blood is being proclaimed, and everything that God has accomplished through the shedding of that blood. Without the cross, there would be no salvation for anyone. So God is bringing that into focus now because of what he is wanting to do among us, not just here at Rothley, but in the whole of Kingdom Faith, and of course beyond. So we can praise God. We can be thankful for that blood. Let me just speak for a moment about the relationship of that blood and healing. I said just now when we were praying that nothing can withstand the power of that blood. No cancer, no disease, no infirmity, nothing. That's why you see the receiving all the virtue of the blood in Holy Communion can be so powerful. That's why Paul perceived it as one of the means of God's healing grace. Many are sick and some have died because they have not discerned what is happening in communion, in God giving his body, the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. So, when you're praying for healing, you're praying for the virtue of that blood. You can actually bring that blood against whatever it is that needs to be healed, that needs to be overcome. There's one aspect I realized as we were going through this morning, one further aspect of the blood that isn't mentioned here. And that is the protection of the blood. It's so powerful when you place a bloodline of protection around yourself, around others, around your property. I remember the testimony of a farmer who was having a lot of problems with foxes getting at his livestock. And he walked around the perimeter of his farm, placing the bloodline of protection around his property. And when he next went round, there he found dead foxes on the perimeter of his property. They'd just fallen dead. They could not cross that line because of the power of the blood of Jesus. That's the power of the blood. That's the protective power of the blood. My wife and I, we put that bloodline of protection around our property, around our cars, around our lives, around our loved ones, because the blood is so powerful, not only in freeing us, but in protecting us. So, you know, that's a good thing to do. I don't know if I've mentioned it recently, but put that bloodline of protection in place. Hallelujah. So we're one step ahead of the enemy. The enemy cannot cross that line. He just cannot. He cannot cross that line. He has got no answer to the blood because he was totally defeated by the shedding of that blood. That's why we have this great privilege of living in his victory. So praise God. And I believe that, you know what God is doing this week, not just here, but in these evening encounter times with the whole church, is he is preparing the way now for a great release of fruitfulness. But what he is actually saying to us is the blood is going to be key to that. These three things, the blood, the word, and the spirit. operating together. It's not just the Word and the Spirit, but the blood, the Word and the Spirit. And I believe he's saying that so often, you know, people talk about the Word and the Spirit operating together, and that's right, but they miss out the blood. And actually, the complete revelation of the kingdom comes about through all three working together. The blood, the Word, and the Spirit. You are blessed because you have all three. You have the blood, you have the Word, you have the Spirit. And together these operate in such a powerful way in your life and will enable you to be used by God in such a powerful way. So let's just come up now and just praise the Lord. Come and just meet with Him. Just release your heart to Him. We thank Him for all these aspects of the blood. Just place that blood line of protection around you. No accusation. No opposition. No attack from the enemy or from anyone else. We'll be able to cross that blood line of protection. That is a shield all about you. It's not your shield, it's the Lord's shield. It's His protective shield. So praise Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we praise your holy name. We bless your holy name. It's very quiet in here. Come on. Let's really give God the glory that is due. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Kurala basadabaria letter bakalasato bakalasandama. Basandaria letter bakalasito di sandama. Basandaria letter bakalasito di sandaria lena mazandama. Basandaria letter bakalasito di sandama. Basandaria letter bakalasito di sandaria letter bakalasandama. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your holy name. Hallelujah. Polari eleno ma santu, polari eleno ma sinuma, polari eleno ma santu balunuma, polari eleno ma situ di santu, basandari eleno ma sinuma randuma. Hallelujah. Popare aleno masando balanama. Ora lanama situ di santo balatari alenama. Popare aleno masando balanama zinuma. Popara sandari aleno masando ma. O papare aleno ma. Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's have some musicians forward. We're going to sing the revival hymn in a few moments. Here is love vast as the ocean. So those that know that. But just before that, we're going to do two things before we actually sing. First, just listen to this word. Paul speaking to the Galatians, as far as I'm concerned, I will boast in nothing except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the world was crucified to me and I to the world. And Peter says, he redeemed you with the precious blood of Christ, God's sacrificial lamb that was without any blemish or defect. Even before the world was created, God in his foreknowledge knew that such a sacrifice would be needed to bring his people back into unity with him. And this is what has now been accomplished, and all for your benefit. God knows that something important is about to happen around here. And I've been under personal attack. I was conscious of it last night. We know that there was somebody there that is actually in the process of doing that. And you know, when somebody in leadership comes under personal attack like that, it's always before God is going to do something significant. And I'm conscious of it still this morning. And really, there should have been a much greater release as we thank God for these things. Now, we're not going to allow any work of the enemy to restrict or inhibit or limit us in any way whatsoever. So in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the power of that blood, we take authority now over anything and everything that comes against us. We proclaim the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing will prevent all that the Lord Jesus Christ has planned for this time, for this season, in our lives and in the life of the whole of Kingdom Faith. And we proclaim that the enemy is defeated. All his tactics are overcome. In the precious name of Jesus and through his power, the power of his blood. Hallelujah. Come on, give him glory now.
Here is love vast as the ocean, loving kindness as a flood. Of life our ransom for us, his precious blood, through his love will not remember, who can cease to sing his praise, he can never be forgotten, through our debt eternal. Crucifixion, mountains open deep and wide, through the floodgates of God's mercy, flowed of grace and grace.
Situation, the Holy Spirit leads in a unique way, but He always brings His children back to the same truths. You'll see in that hymn everything that God has been doing amongst us in recent weeks. In that hymn there are these three witnesses: the cross, the blood, Word and the Spirit. Why? Because that's where the emphasis is in revival. So this is a revival hymn. The hymn speaks of the fact that we have been sanctified. The very thing that God has been impressing upon us since the first week of term. We are sanctified. We are made holy. The rivers of life are to be flowing into our lives and then flowing out of our lives. You know, when I was teaching about this years ago, I always used to say to people, are you a bucket or a hose pipe? See, many people think of themselves as buckets. They just contain something from God. But actually, God wants you to be a hose pipe. One end of the pipe is connected to heaven, and the heavenly life flows through you, and you're spraying that life out around, all around you, wherever you are, wherever you go. Heaven's life is flowing through you. His love, his life, his power, his freedom, his joy, his peace. Everything that flows from him flowing through you. All you have to do is direct the hose pipe towards those that you encounter and just believe, right, something from heaven is going to be expressed through my life now and into the life of this person with whom I'm speaking or who I'm serving or who I'm expressing God's love to. So it's not just you doing something that you ought to do in response to God's word, but actually heaven's life flowing through you constantly, every day of your life, when you speak, when you act. Whatever you do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, so the life of his kingdom, the life of the kingdom of heaven can flow through you. His life, his power, his authority, his faith, spirit of faith operating through you. So just thank God you're not a bucket that just contains a certain deposit from God. You're like a teapot with the lid open so that he keeps pouring and you keep overflowing. Or you're like this hose pipe connected to heaven. That's the great thing, isn't it? You're connected to heaven through that blood. And his life, his love, his power is flowing through you, pouring out of you. Wherever you go, making you, causing you to be fruitful for the purposes of God. Can we just lift our hands to the Lord? Just praise him one more time before we finish this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you that today and every day, your life is going to flow through me. Your life is going to pour out of me. For your glory, but for the benefit of others. Thank you, Lord. You have called me to be a blessing. To be a blessing to many people. Thank you, Lord, that my life will be a blessing. Come on, give him thanks for that. Your life will be a great blessing to God and to others. Thank you, Jesus. Just go to at least half a dozen others and say to them, your life will be a great blessing to many others. Speak that truth over their lives.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.